Hey, hello, it's Tuesday again, and I wanted to give you guys an update on where things are at with me. And I just keep singing, and this is Courtney's fault, totally. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, from that song, play. I can't think of the word now, but it reminded me in Luke chapter 1, Mary had this praise that she gave out after she talked to Elizabeth, and specifically in verse 46-47, it says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And that just is really ringing true with me today. I'm very thankful. I don't know why God saved me and that He's healing me, but it's happening. I just got back from the nephrologist, and a normal kidney function is 60% or higher, and I am at 64% now, which is awesome news. And the toxicity level of my blood is 1.02, and normal is 1.0. And so I'm normal for that as well. He does expect me to continue to recover. 6-8 more months, just slow and steady. So I was really happy to hear that. Thank you, Lord, for just the healing that you're bringing. And also just a couple things I've been doing in the last couple weeks. I've still been going to physical therapy. I have one more left tomorrow. Last week I went and they added some leg squat exercises with some weights where you're throwing it around. And hi, it's the neighbor. And then I couldn't walk for 2 days. It was harrowing, but I survived. And I am still doing squats, so that worked out all well. Okay. Still getting tired in the afternoons, but like I said, it's getting better, slow and steady. And then I had a couple prayer requests I wanted to share. Welcoming baby Lily. She was born this morning. Vera's daughter had a baby. Tim, my friend, is going in for a stem cell transplant. He started that process now of harvesting the stem cells. I'm planning a trip to visit my parents at the end of the month. Also, Mel, Suzanne's dad, and her stepmom, Pat, both have COVID. She's at home recovering and doing fairly well, but her dad is in the hospital and seems to be getting worse. They upped his oxygen, and now they are going to put instead of just the nose thingy, they're going to put the full mask on him. So if you guys could say some prayers for Mel and his wife, Pat, that would be appreciated. And finally, I'm still doing the study. If you could pray for us, called Experiencing God by William Blackaby. We're on week 9, I think. And it's a really good study if you haven't done it. I would suggest that you did if you would like to experience God more in your life. So that's it. That's what's going on with me. Thank you, everyone, for praying. And just thank you, God, for not calling me home and just continuing to heal me. Hopefully I'll talk with you all again soon. Bye.